Okay, this is going to be a really quick one. Welcome to another episode of the Urban Cockatiels podcast. For a while now, I have been on a search, or I don't know if you want to call it harassing, but there is a gentleman who goes by the name of Mr. Roderick Martin. And some months ago, almost a year ago, I came across his podcast, and I was very, very inspired. I was looking for content. I was looking for something about cockatiels, a podcast on cockatiels, and he came up. It was called Think Aviculture, and, you know, checked it out. And very charismatic gentleman, very, very charismatic. I listened to him, and I wanted to get into bird breeding, especially cockatiels. I wanted to get into breeding cockatiels. So I listened to the podcast. It was two episodes. One episode was the intro, and I checked the date. It was October the 18th, 2020, and then he had a second one, which got a little bit into his mission statement and what he wanted to do, and it was really good stuff. And that one came out November the 17th, 2020. So I was really taken back that, you know, these dates were over 3 years ago. And I was a little disappointed because, you know, I just came across the podcast, of course. And, you know, I'm late catching on. I'm quite sure that there are others late catching on. And he really wanted to get this going. And sometimes with podcasts or YouTube channels, you could be doing your thing for a while. No one's going to find out about it. And then all of a sudden, some people are going to start catching on. And then your numbers are going to grow. Right now. Oh, anyway, I'll go back to that. So I was really, really, like, into this. He had a podcast episode called Why Pet Bird Breeding is One of the Best Kept Secrets. And I was like, man, I need to find out more. And he told us his backstory, very personal. I mean, he talked about his, you know, some personal issues that happened to him. He talked about how he got started. He talked about how he said that he was actually inspired by a cuckoo clock. The bird coming out of the cuckoo clock, and even to this day, he said that some of his closest friends nicknamed him Cuckoo Bird. He had a pet shop. He was selling exotic animals, and he talked about, you know, he's a man of color, so he talked about some of the obstacles that he faced. He talked about how when dealing with breeders or dealing with the pet trade, pet sale, how there's a lot of clicks and people looking out for themselves, and how you have to, if you want to get into this, it's going to be hard. And he was going to go over the basics and help people get into bird breeding, and I was so excited, right? So I couldn't find anything. Couldn't find nothing at all. As in anything else, more material. And then I went to YouTube. And on YouTube, he had 6 videos. You know, they weren't pretty long, short videos, but that was it. And those videos were released around the same time as the podcast. So that was it. And, you know, he mentioned that he was into UFO investigations. And then I looked up how he moved on, it seems like, to UFO investigations. And he did a video with the great Billy Carson and talked about UFOs and spiritual planes. I mean, it was really interesting. I'm into that too. But I was disappointed that he didn't put anything else out on bird breeding. And I understand. You gotta pay the bills, and UFOs is probably a lot more popular to the masses than bird breeding. So it's all good. But I tried reaching out to him, you know, even on his UFO social media, Instagram. And, you know, I mean, I understand. He probably is like, he probably has a bad taste in his mouth when it comes to, you know, giving info and instructions on breeding birds or starting off and inspiring people. I mean, it was really cool when he said that, you know, he wanted to inspire the next generation of bird breeders, because a lot of people who breed birds, your kids probably won't take over the family business. I mean, even my boys, they're 14 and 16. Whenever I talk about, hey, if I get this bird business going, are y'all going to take over the business when I'm gone? And they're like, whatever. So it's not their thing. And I can't force them, you know, to be into it. But yes, just like how Mr. Roderick Martin said, he said that, you know, you have to have another generation of people who breed these birds, because there is a big demand for exotic birds because of the way people are living now. You know, you know, everybody doesn't have a yard for a dog, or, you know, et cetera, you know, whatever. But, yeah, just wanted to do a quick, podcast episode on Mr. Martin, and how I was really inspired by some videos that were over 30 years old. So, going back to, I said 30 years old. Jeez, it's late. I'm sorry, 3 years old. Whoa, 30 years old. I'm tripping. So, going back to the YouTube channel, the last time I checked, he was at 39,000 subscribers, and that's pretty impressive, because when I was looking at the video, he was saying that he needs 1,000 people to be subscribers, and he'll be able to put out content and footage and interview people. And, you know, I'm just assuming, because I don't have a time machine to go backwards, maybe he didn't reach the 1,000 mark at that time, and he decided to leave it alone and go to something that, you know, probably works better for him. So that's what I'm assuming. Like I said, right now, you know, 3 years later, it's at 3,390,000. So, you know, maybe the numbers jumped up recently. Maybe the numbers jumped up right after he stopped. Who knows? But I would like for him to come back and touch a little bit on breeding birds and his experiences, because he seemed very experienced, very knowledgeable. And it's kind of disappointing as a bird enthusiast that he is no longer a part of the flock. But, you know, he found another flock, the UFO flock, so identified flying object flock. So it's all good. But anyway, on that note, thank you for listening. Take care and see you next time. Bye.